Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair, the Friday edition on this beautiful morning. It's 10 o'clock, or actually it is exactly 10:02:37. And today is the 18th. Wait a minute, let me check this all out here. All right, today is 8-10-18, August 10th, and the year is 2018. Boy, the time flies. Keep wanting to say 19-something or other. I have a familiar voice coming on air right now. He's been a guest of mine on many occasions, and his name is Yogi Repman. He's been out of country for a while, and he's back in town to continue teaching, professing, or arranging at St. Olaf. Is that correct?
Having a good time. Party 24/7, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. What is your role at St. Olaf?
Well, we support the German department with an exchange program and their new developments. But I will talk with the fairly new lady professor, Amanda Randell, from the German department. She just visited Flensburg, my hometown, and there are two St. Olaf exchange students at Flensburg University. But those details will come for another talk show.
Well, I was thinking yesterday, when I see Yogi in studio tomorrow, I'm going to ask him, if I were to go to Germany, I would probably be able to travel the country and get names from you, that people that I've had on the air here, and feel comfortable almost any part of Germany I go to, although your place, Flensburg, is closer to Denmark than...
But you're right, Marion Schneider. Think about Thüringer, the lady who is running these special spa hotels and
yes,
underwater music therapy and. No, you are right on target. There's the deep red carpet for a goodwill tour of Wayne live on stage in Germany, all over.
It would be a wonderful thing to do. But today, we're going to get down to business. You brought a guest along by the name of Barbara Jenkins, and it appears you both got off the tennis court. Am I correct in that regards?
Very right. Barbara and I, we are the dream team forever in Northfield, mixed double. And... we just chatted that I will be on your show because I have a topic first with a very special newer development of Rotary Northfield, the World Rotary Convention next year in Hamburg, next
wow,
to Flensburg, and a new research how a Rotary Club in Iowa tried to avoid the Second World War, 1932. And then Barbara will... make a plea, a pledge about Tennis Indoor Association in Northfield, our passion playing tennis. Think about Eric Braden, the guy who came last year from Hollywood. The main reason was because we share the interest in tennis. So let's start, if you don't mind, Wayne, with Rotary Northfield.
All right, take it away, my friend. That's what I enjoy about having you in studios, that you kind of... you're able to just go with it, and I want to listen and ask.
Barbara and Wayne, fairly unknown is the fact that Charlie Cogan, amazing active Rotarian here in Northfield on a national level, international level, met a assistant Rotary governor a few moons ago from Iowa, from the city of Keokuk.
I like that name.
Right. Chief Keokuk, eastern Iowa, south of Davenport.
Now, I say Keokuk.
Keokuk. Sorry.
Okay.
Keokuk. Keokuk would be the German pronunciation.
All right.
Wrong. I should not have been born, according to my high school teacher. Tony Kahn came to Northfield, and Charlie arranged everything. He came to my apartment, and we have a photo here, the guy in the green... sweater shirt, and he took a booklet or an album, huge, heavy, from Keokuk, Iowa. Keokuk, German
whatever.
Pronunciation.
Yeah.
And there was a letter series from 1932. What had happened? The president of that Rotary Club in 1932 had developed a special Rotary International letterhead with a peace pipe symbol and wrote to 499 Rotary Clubs worldwide in 69 countries. And in those days, in 1932, he covered it nearly all. And he said, symbolically, let's smoke a peace pipe in the tradition of my hometown, Keokuk, and let's get down the tensions, the development towards World War II. And many, many Rotary presidents from Europe answered him. And many German presidents who didn't speak English wrote in German. And these are moving letters, sometimes 8-9 pages long, reflecting on what's going on. A year before Hitler, less than a year, Hitler became into power, end of January 1933. And he found this album because he was a secretary of his club in the basement of somebody. So they were totally forgotten for 60 some years. And because of the German letters, Charlie Cogan, Northfield felt that Gitter, who is on the radio now here on listening, moin moin Gitter.
Moin moin Gitter.
And we presented those letters with the very first analysis at the Rotary District Convention last year in St. Paul. Strong interest. And now, yesterday, hours before, you had contacted me, Anne Frisch, a peace activist in Rotary International, said, couldn't we have Charlie Cogan, Northfield Rotary, and you next year at the Hamburg Rotary World Convention with 20,000 participants from 170 countries, that you give a breakout session or even a keynote speech, that Northfield Rotary, with all the strong activities Northfield Rotary is performing about this project. And perhaps you may have some questions. What is the mood in Germany, in Europe, 1932, reflected by these Rotary letters, which is fascinating.
Can you read that in English?
Well, I can give a rough translation. And every letter is a kind of, if as a historian, if you do a kind of analysis or a scientific article, is worthwhile, because soon after Hitler came into power, many organizations were forbidden unless they would be part of the umbrella Nazi cultural groups. And Rotary International didn't fit at all into the philosophy. So for, I think, 1934 or 35, through the end of the Second World War, 1945, Rotary was sort of undercover or just illegal. And to give an example, Thomas Mann, the Literature Nobel Prize winner from 1929, he was a member of the Munich Rotary Club. And in the beginning, because he left end of 1932, finally ending up in Pacific Palisades, his exile villa is two doors away from Eric Braeden, the guy who came last year here from Northern Germany to Northfield. They tried, some German Rotary clubs, and I think this is a dark chapter, tried in getting rid of those members who were not liked by the Nazi government. that they can survive. But finally, to make a long story short, the concept, which seemed a little bit naive, maybe, to some people in 1932, looking back, was just visionary, totally unknown to the international Rotary world, and that's why I think the Hamburg World Convention next year, early June 2019, will be a wonderful arena stage for Northfield Rotary.
Did you interpret this then just now?
Let's start. Yeah. This is a club called Rotary Club Breslau. Nowadays, it is the Polish town of Wrocław, 600,000 inhabitants. It is the southwestern part of Poland. It used to be a Prussian province, Silesia, and for several hundred years. And then Stalin, as we all know, moved the borders in 1945. So those parts of the eastern provinces of Prussia, Germany, were given to Poland, and Poland had to give away the eastern part of Poland to the Soviet Union. And in February, for example, 1945, Hitler declared Breslau as a fortress. So nobody was allowed legally to be a refugee to get out of Breslau. Breslau was surrounded by the Red Army, totally destroyed and beautifully rebuilt by Poland. And that Rotary Club, very famous university, and especially the medical school and so on, wrote back to Kio Kak, January 21st, 1932. Dear Rotarian, heartfelt thanks for your friendly greetings December 17th, 1931. We all remember our time of youth, and we all were reading James Fenimore Cooper, whose Indian morale we enjoyed with high pleasure. The European, the German concept of the noble savage or the native Indians is just the very best lifestyle, highest morale. That is our concept and our understanding of the American Native Indians. And therefore, in the last meeting on January 18th, I have given your letter with the concept of the peace, the pipe of peace, smoking symbolically to our members, and we had an in-depth discussion about the mood and the challenges which will which lie ahead of our countries. For now, before you get a detailed protocol of our discussion following your letter, we have enclosed the German flag and our club banner, Breslau Rotary Club. And we, as following your sixth goal, we will give a German translation of your letter to all our members and everybody who is interested in the district. The last sentence. Every support we can get for a deeper understanding of goodwill and friendship under the nations, we Rotarians should support those goals. The extensive suffering of these days and times the economic challenges as well as the political and the human challenges only can be healed by friendship and deeper understanding of the exchange of nations. With best Rotarian greetings, President Eberhard Grund.
I'll tell you what, Doug. Number one, how you can read something in German and say it in English and all that's going on in the head to do that. That's pretty fascinating. But here is something that I never even thought of. Rotary International, I once was a member of the club, and international it is. And I never even thought about the fact that during World War II and years preceding that, that there was a close-knit international group that was, you know, seeking peace within the world in anticipation of what ultimately happened with Hitler's regime. That's a pretty fascinating history. And this book was just found recently?
Yes. Tony Kohn from the Iowa Rotary Club, Keokuk, discovered this gigantic album with all the answers. And he said for over 60 years it was in a basement of a retired or diseased Rotarian president, and nobody, because many letters are written in English, some in Italian, some in many in German, and so on. So there was a language barrier and little interest. He doesn't know the story of the album, but Jack Hoschauer and I were together when Tony was visiting us with Charlie Cogan in our living room, 2016, I think. And we started looking at the stuff. I took some copies, and that's the background of a fascinating story.
Where is the book now? Is it?
It is back in Keokuk with Tony Kohn.
Okay.
And we may have a full scan of every single letter and so on. But Charlie started doing research, and the only thing he could find was the Rotary Monthly magazine in America had a tiny, tiny article in 1930, Pipe of Peace, Keokuk, Iowa. 499 Rotary clubs in 66 countries have received a message of goodwill from the Rotary Club of Keokuk. A special letterhead portraying an Indian peace pipe and a likeness of Chief Keokuk, friendly leader of the Sac and Fox tribes of Indians, for whom the city was named, was designed, and on it an invitation was extended for each club to smoke in spirit the pipe of peace with Keokuk Rotarians, as an expression of international goodwill and fellowship. Letters, curious, and anecdotes have been received from many countries in reply to this friendly gesture.
Wouldn't you think that that particular book would be something of interest to maybe the Smithsonian or something like that? I mean, it's pretty interesting how there was an organization worldwide that was forming an effort to keep peace in the world, and then, of course, we all know Italy and Germany started fighting, and Poland and Russia, and then the U.S., and then the Japanese. It's a fantastic history, and, of course, there are a lot of good documentaries on that in film that is very interesting to watch. But that is certainly a keepsake, and I want to tell you, if I may, that you should probably use your influence to have that donated to an institution as opposed to going down through the families, because, you know, the interest in that is waning somewhat by the millennials, let's say. So what else have you got there, my friend? 22 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Yogi Repman, my guest on Kim. I have to talk about a place called the Quarterback Club before I go any further and let you know that they are ready to serve you lunch and dinner tonight. And it's Friday, so that means that you can take advantage of their wonderful fish. They have all kinds of fish available. We're talking about such things as... Well, they have tuna melt. That is very good. I order that frequently. They have tuna salad, and they have all kinds of crab salad, croissant, and I'm looking at all the fish things that they have available. And, of course, so many other things. But Quarterback Club, locally owned, locally managed, serving great meals in Northfield for over 50 years. The QB on Highway 3 and... 3rd Street in downtown Northfield. Okay, Yogi, you're on.
Maybe I shouldn't edit, but Gitta and I personally have a love affair with the coleslaw, the quarterback in Northfield. As you know, I have said it, I guess. And just a fun story, Gitta's main Mayo physician, Bob DiPompolo.
Now he's speaking of his wife.
Took us out for lunch and... In the late 90s, because of BB Deal, we were made aware of the coleslaw, had an event with some Mayo friends and German healthcare politicians and functionaries or so, had visited us, and at our home with some nice food, but everybody enjoyed the quarterback coleslaw, and 20 years later, Bob DiPompolo, Mayo, mentioned that just a week ago here back in Northfield.
As a matter of fact, somebody once on my show said, you know what? The coleslaw, I save for last because it's late dessert. We're going to take a brief break, come back, and find out whom is sitting in the other chair in the studios here at KYMN Radio. You're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair from downtown Northfield.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Get out of my room!
It's my room, too.
Why are you always in my business?
Are you always a dummy head?
Good one.
Mom, Lauren sarcastically complimented me.
Mom, Emily's on my side of the room.
Mom, we can't share a room any longer.
Stop complaining. I have to share a room with your baby brother and your father.
Is your family in need of more space? Let Professional Pride Realty in Northfield help guide you through the process of selling your current house and finding the home that is right for your growing family. Professional Pride Realty, providing good information so you can make good decisions.
Accuracy is important when it comes to things like heart surgery, tightrope walking, and it's also very important for your vehicle tires to be in alignment to prevent extra wear and tear on your tires and suspension. Elite Auto Care can help ensure that your alignment is straight as an arrow, saving you time and money in the long run. They have a state-of-the-art alignment rack and offer alignment checks daily. Stop in today and make sure you're driving straight. Plus, alignment is included with the purchase of 4 new tires. Find them 6 days a week at 517 Water Street, Northfield, or online at EliteAutoCareMN.com.
Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio on this beautiful Friday morning. It's just gorgeous out, and the flowers just keep getting closer to the sidewalk as they drape down from the lamppost. Well, Yogi, when you got out of your car to come across the street and into the studios, and you brought along a woman, a lady by the name of Barbara Jenkins, I asked you if you just got back playing tennis, basically based on the way she's dressed, and you have?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So why don't you tell us who this young lady is?
To make a short story long, Gitta and I met in 1990. I carried her suitcase on a ferry from northern Germany, Kiel Canal, to Oslo, Norway. And the first thing we realized that we enjoy tennis. I was a very, very poor tennis player. Gitta knew a great coach, and once a week we drove to Hamburg and he trained us. And so that was our main sport together, and we had fun. Coming to Northfield, first time 1992, Scott Nesbitt had a class, tennis for beginners, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m., St. Olaf college class, and we had a ball. And so after Gitta's car accident, I stopped for 10 years and started again. And we have a group of guys playing tennis, and Barbara has a group on Friday mornings, and we just see each other. But today, all my guys, with the exception of Dale, didn't show up. So Barbara and I played a mixed with Dale and Barbara's lady friend, Jennifer, Jen. And I said that I will be on your show, and said, well, Barbara, why don't you join me? And so on. She said, oh, yes, I would love to promote the Northfield Tennis Indoor Association. And whatever is in behind, you and I will learn right now. So Barbara is right now live on stage here. Barbara Jenkins, great tennis player, very much known in Northfield.
And Barbara, before we talk about that, and we will, first of all, is it okay talking to you without seeing you?
Absolutely.
You're behind my computer screen. Yeah.
Count your blessings.
Oh, that's funny. How? First of all, I was going to think, who are you? And then I thought, well, that would be rude. And Barbara, are you a Northfielder? You live in Northfield?
Since 1954.
You've been around for a little while. You must have, were you then born here in Northfield in 1954?
No, I was born in Hawaii.
Fine, thank you. How are you? Oh, excuse me. And in 1954, you came to Northfield for what reason?
My husband had just gotten a job as professor of English at Carleton College.
Carleton College. And then did you raise a family?
Oh, yes. Four kids.
You know, I have an idea. Perhaps maybe I can have you back on my regular show, which is 2 hours long, and we take a trip through your lifetime. People sit down at 9 o'clock, Barbara. And they say, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours? And at 11 o'clock, they say, wow, that went fast. So I'd like to save that for a future date, because you probably have a long history. Were you employed?
Yes. When the kids got to be pretty close to college age, it was clear that we weren't going to be able to afford to send them to college on a professor's salary. So I went to work.
Okay.
And I had the great good fortune to work for the mathematics and computer science, not computer science then, department, and it got me in on the very beginning of computing.
Oh.
Not at the punch card level, but at the VAX level, where there was a central computer and a bunch of terminals all around the campus, and we fought like tigers to get on those terminals.
That will be an interesting story to tell. I appreciate that. Where did you graduate from high school?
Hatboro, Pennsylvania.
Wow, you've got a story. You've been traveling all over the place, huh?
My father was a Navy officer.
I was going to ask you if you were an Army brat or a Navy brat.
Yeah, Navy brat.
All right. What rank did your father achieve?
He was a tombstone admiral.
A tombstone admiral. What
yes.
does that mean?
That means that if you retire as a captain, you automatically are promoted to rear admiral.
And that means a bigger pension.
But you are out of the Navy.
Yeah.
So
but that increases your pension, too, doesn't it, with that rating?
I just don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, it's official, and it is called a tombstone.
Okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
At 10:31 on 1080 Radio, once again, my guest this morning, we're speaking with a woman by the name of Barbara Jenkins. And let's get this out of the way right away. Are you Craig Jenkins' relative?
never heard of him. Is he the jeweler?
Yes.
Yes. Well, every time I go in there, I expect a little twinkle of recognition, and it never comes.
Oh, I'm sure he'd give it to you. But tell me about the tennis deal now. How long have you been playing tennis?
Oh, since I was about 8.
All right.
And I started out in California, where the balls bounce high and the Western grip is standard. I went to a tennis camp in the 70s when I got interested in tennis after a long layoff. And they took one look at my forehand, which was deadly, and said, "You can't hit a forehand with that grip." So I got changed to an Eastern forehand. But, you know, this is of no interest to your audience.
Well, I tried out for tennis thinking it looked easy. I mean, big deal. You know, I had played badminton, and I was amazed at how difficult it is. As a matter of fact, are you old enough to remember Howard Cosell?
Oh, yes.
When I did an interview with him one time, I asked him what he thought the toughest sport was, and he came up with tennis and said that was the toughest and most challenging physically for an athlete. And I kind of wondered why. Well, and he explained why, and I can understand that. Now, you want to promote the indoor tennis competition or exercise program in Northfield?
Yeah, tennis is a lifetime sport. And I had figured out a wonderful segue from the German to the Northfield indoor tennis.
Okay.
And it is that one day years ago, we were driving to Owatonna to play tennis indoors, and one of the passengers in the car was a German exchange student. And she said, "Why are you driving all this way to play tennis? We have an indoor tennis facility in our small town in Germany." And I thought, well, boy, that's wonderful, but I wonder how they financed it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now, years later, I really think it would be wonderful, and I've left money in my will for this, to have a dedicated to tennis indoor facility in Northfield.
And, of course, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, the colleges have been very courteous in times of need for indoor tennis court. Does that still go on? Is there access to an indoor court?
Yes, there is access, and we appreciate it. But there are a lot of rules to adhere to that are quite inconvenient. Also, the surface of all the indoor courts, except one, which is at Carlton, are all-purpose surface. And for tennis, they are grotesque.
And see, I'm totally in the dark on all of this. I know that there's tennis played on a hard surface, and there's tennis played on grass or whatever.
Right. And in Northfield, there's tennis played on a nubbly, rubbery surface.
Yeah.
When the Carlton Rec Center was built, we loved having four courts, I think they have there, and a few people actually have access to them. But I found out that the tennis coach wouldn't let his players play in there, because the surface was so different from any surface that they would play on in a match. So even though Carlton had this rec center with four tennis courts, they would go to Owatonna or up to the cities to practice.
Wow, that's interesting. So what do they do with those four courts?
Oh, they're there, and they're wonderful, and people who play what we call hit and giggle tennis.
Hit and giggle.
Are very fond of them. it's not real tennis, and there are some annoying purists around.
And how far along in age are people able to go playing tennis?
Right up to death.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I'm 85. And
okay,
I'm
I was trying
playing.
To get to that.
Yeah. I figured.
85 years old and just got done getting off the courts coming into the KY Men studios. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
Yes.
Now, you do have a club, and if so...
Yeah, it's not officially a club. It's just a bunch of women who have arranged for a foursome each weekday, 5 days a week.
And they play at Carleton?
We play at outdoors when we can.
Okay.
And then here's the thing about the Carleton. If there is somebody who is directly connected with Carleton, that is a professor's wife or a staff person or a faculty member or whatever, she can reserve a court. And she can have three guests a week. And so it gets very complicated. And on some days, we can't play because there is no one who is approved for reserving a court.
And do they do that to open it up to other people?
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we three guests a week is pretty generous unless you happen to be the only one and you want to play doubles, so you lose your... You use up your three guests in one gulp.
Is there a name for the club?
No, it isn't. It is not an organized club. It's just a bunch of people who like to play tennis.
Well, now, I remember, Marv Grundhofer, the former mayor of Northfield, on two separate occasions, an attorney here in town? He's 90-something, but for a long time he played handball at Carleton College.
Handball is a really demanding sport.
I know. I played handball in high school, and we didn't have gloves. We just had our hands, and it was quite a deal. Unfortunately, I never got to be very good at it, but I sure got to work out.
Yeah,
it was a
lot
of
fun.
Yeah,
well, that's irrelevant.
Yeah. So how long does your time on the outdoor court, is that...
That's pretty much unlimited, unless somebody comes and wants to play. But Northfield does have a large number of good outdoor courts.
Okay, and for most of us, we don't know where they are. I know of one which is right next to the high school and Bierman's mortuary. That's the one I'm familiar with. Where are others located?
Well, there's now, I think, six at Carleton, and then there are the Carlson courts at St. Olaf. I think there are 12 there.
Did you say Carlson?
Carlson, yes.
Okay, Carlson at St. Olaf and Carleton at Carleton.
Yes.
All right. And they're open by request?
People just come and play on them.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Any lights on any of them?
No. Well, wait a minute. No, I think there might be lights on the high school courts.
Okay.
The ones that you should be familiar with.
Yeah. And now, do you have a partner that you generally play with?
No. But I just remembered another bunch of courts at the middle school, and I believe those have lights. But I don't know because I don't play up there.
So there's plenty of tennis court.
Outdoors.
There are plenty of tennis courts available outdoors and unlimited on the indoors.
Very limited, yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and you said the word Will. Do you know Bob Will?
Oh, yes.
Well, he's been a guest of mine many, many times, and we're kind of opposite when it comes to politics, and we're very nice and kind to each other, and it's always fun to have him. I just wondered if you knew him, because he's a favorite of mine, too, associated with Carleton College. We are going to take a break here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask some more questions of Miss Barbara Jenkins. She is an 85-year-old tennis player that loves the game.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Hey, what you selling?
Fun.
It looks like a lot of fun.
You know it.
Can I give it a test drive?
Absolutely. Just be careful. It has a lot of power.
Oh, man, this is awesome.
Whether you're in the market for a new dirt bike, jet ski, four-wheeler, motorcycle, side-by-side, or pretty much any other fun thing you're looking for, remember Leo's South in Lakeville. We sell fun.
Portable one, the one you want at Leo's South.
We sell fun.
Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
G'day, mate. How you going? Come on over to the Minnesota Zoo and check out our spiffy Aussie exhibit, Kangaroo Crossing. Bring your mates and get up close and personal with the roos, wallabies and emus. Roam the land without any barrier between you and the wildlife. Crikey, it's like we brought over the real outback. Kangaroo Crossing at the Minnesota Zoo. Presented by Think Mutual Bank. Open now through Labor Day. Learn more at mnzoo.org. Celebrating 40 years of amazing.
It's a free-for-all. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas and check out the free-for-all event. Free delivery and setup, free disposal, and free financing for 1 year. Protect your new mattress with a free mattress protector. And who wants to put their dingy old sheets on a new mattress? That's why America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas is giving you a sheet set and pillows for, you guessed it, free. Stop in today and check out the large selection, including Serta Mattresses and Ashley Furniture, at the America's Mattress Free-for-All event, located at 401 Safford Road in Dundas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota, broadcasting from our studios on Division near 2nd, across from the library. And a reminder, a gentle reminder, that tonight the 2019 ambassadors will be chosen for the defeated Jesse James Days and the community of Northfield, and it will be at the middle school, and it's a really fun event. There are 15 young girls, ages 6, 7, and 8, I believe, that are vying for two positions as ambassadors, and 7 young ladies that are vying for the position as for 3 ambassadors, and they'll represent the community and defeated Jesse James Days for the next year. So if you can get out there to the middle school, you'll find out exactly how terrific some of these young ladies are in regards to their education here in Northfield. And then the young upstarts, they're always cute and fun, and they all have a talent, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Once again, we're broadcasting live, and I have a guest in studio by the name of Barbara Jenkins, and she is an advocate of playing tennis, and particularly indoor tennis. She even mentioned that she's going to leave some money to pursue an indoor tennis court for the public. And have you got any land that you want it built on, or do you have any ideas, or how far along are you?
I've got ideas, but not land.
Okay, but they would be inclusive in the regards to any dollars that you would want to go.
My idea is it would be lovely if we could get Carleton and St. Olaf and School District 659 and the recreation people in Northfield and the hockey people maybe all working together to have a dedicated indoor tennis facility in Northfield.
You think maybe they can just tack one on to the ones that's up for proposal this fall for the hockey rinks?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now watch. Somebody's going to come knocking on your door and say, hey, you got money. Let's do it. Isn't it amazing the difference in costs and things? You're 85 years young, and you're still playing tennis. And that's a long time ago when you think about all the great things that have happened in your lifetime. So without having me to do the math, what year were you born?
1933.
That's
another segue to the German part of this.
And of course,
that was just early in Hitler's regime.
And you were born in Hawaii.
Yes.
And then you ended up various places throughout your life.
Military brats usually move around a lot, but we were parked during the war, so I didn't get as broad an education as many of my...
And did you accept my invitation to join me on the air some morning and just chit-chat about life?
I guess I owe it to tennis to do that.
Okay, then we'll kind of back off on your case history so I don't be I'm redundant anyhow. But I have to ask you, in 1933 when you were born, some 8 years later, the Second World War started with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Was your dad involved in any of that?
Very much. So we were on the West Coast in Coronado, California when the war started. And he pretty quickly was sent up to the Aleutians to...
Oh, that's an interesting
story.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
did he write all that stuff down and pass it along?
Not really, but I have a wonderful picture of the airplane that he flew.
Okay. Now, here's one of the reasons I like doing this show is that once we get done communicating about your life, now we'll have a vocal history of you. And I don't know if you're a mother and a grandmother or a great-grandmother, any of those?
Oh, great-grandmother.
Okay. So this will be something 25 years from now that they can learn. Because I'll hear it from you. And wouldn't it have been nice if we could have done that with your father?
Oh, yes.
So that's the whole point of the program, is to maintain that history. And, of course, we'll give a plug in another 10 minutes or so to indoor tennis desires that you have. But, Yogi, let's bring you back into the conversation. And how did you guys do this morning against the other team?
Well, Barbara and I'm not even sure if we ever had played together.
No.
But to scare the friends, I said, well, Barbara and I, we are the dream team, and we were winning. But talking about history, what you just said reminded me, my dad died with 88 years after having visited Northfield for 21 times last October. And Gitta and I traveled back, my wife Gitta, for 6 months back to Flensburg, Germany. We have an apartment over there. And having been away from Flensburg for 2 years, my regular tennis grandpa group, as we phrase it, had other steady meetings. And so I was a substitute. And then I got a phone call from Karl-Heinz Charlie Christiansen. We know each other. He's 90 years old. And he said, Yogi, I know you like to play tennis. I graduated from high school with his daughter. And he said, on Tuesday at 10 a.m. every week for the next month, we need you. We play at 10 a.m. on Tuesday for 60 minutes. And your partner will be Reinhold, 91 years. And I play with Heiner, 88. I said, oh, I love to come. And he said, well,
how old are you?
Well, I'm 17 and green behind my ears.
Okay.
61. And he said, well, we have a little unwritten law. At 11 a.m., we drink a bottle of champagne and we turn around. Next week, you will be the one. Four glasses, one bottle of champagne. Okay, what a privilege. I showed up, we played, Reinhold and I were losing, and at 11 a.m., before lunch, we started drinking and had quite a time. Next Tuesday, 3 weeks in our tennis playing, Reinhold, 91, said, Yogi, I heard that you are interested in tennis. I never had met Reinhold as a tennis player, that and great guy, and we got along, and we were always losing against Karl, 90, and Heiner, 88. And he said, well, my story is 1944, fast training for the German army in northern Denmark, and late summer, Indian summer, I was sent to Silesia with my unit, where this rotary letter, Breslau, Roslav, nowadays, came from. And with my unit, two of my very close friends, we were running up a hill, fairly deep grass and very unexperienced. We were curious, where is the Red Army? We all three got up out of the grass, and my best friend next to me was shot in the head, immediately dead. And Reinhold said, he said to himself, I have to watch for myself now. So to make a long story shorter, very early May 1945, near Vienna, he was captured by American GIs, put into a camp, but after 10 days, and what I never had heard, his unit, he was given to the Red Army. Everybody tried to avoid that. And he was sent to what is nowadays the Eastern Ukraine, where the civil war with the Russian minority is going on, Luhansk, to a work camp. And 1947, he was down to 70 pounds in the hospital of that work camp. And a Russian Jewish lady physician said to him, I will make sure that you will get on a train back to Flensburg. And so, end of 1947, just bones and skin or so, he was sent back to Flensburg, and we were losing in 2018, he 91, I'm 61 in tennis. So, you had this question, how long can you play tennis? Reinhold, very modest guy, and I said to Reinhold, Reinhold, this is such a moving story, because he could recall all details, and he has a theory why he was given to the Red Army. But I said, this lady physician, she is not alive anymore, but he's not a poor guy. We invite all the descendants of this wonderful lady Russian physician to Flensburg as a tiny thank you. He said, Yogi, I never thought about it. Let's do it.
Wow.
So, well, we started a few steps, but that's...
Okay.
But how 1933, Barbara was born, these rotary letters, tennis, your question, your innocent question, how long can you play tennis? But these guys drinking 11 a.m. every every week, and that early, I loved it, but we were all tipsy driving to lunch.
And next you're going to tell me they had hair. Hair?
Hair?
Yeah.
He was, yeah.
91, has hair, plays tennis,
yeah.
Drinks champagne at 11 in the morning. What a life. But he deserved it after what he had gone through.
Oh, yeah. But what a story in terms of...
I have to take a final break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up our conversation about tennis and wishes of Barbara Jenkins, who is still playing tennis at the age of 85.
The producer bringing grain to the elevator, the farmer buying herbicide, the family filling up with gas. As a cooperative, we work together to help you succeed. The River Country Co-op works to make an impact in the community. At this time, the River Country Co-op would like to congratulate all the hard work of the 4-H students at the Dakota County Fair. Way to go, 4-Hers. River Country Cooperative in Randolph, Kenyon, Hastings, Lakeville, Montgomery, and St. Paul, working together to help you succeed.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Dakota Electric Association is your local Touchstone energy provider. Stop by their booth in the Red Commercial Building this week at the Dakota County Fair.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here. You know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me. I'm the one that's full. Because I'm a stomach. That's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
The time, 10:56 on the Wayne Eddy Affair, 4 minutes before 11 o'clock. And wrapping up the show, I'm going to ask Barbara Jenkins, were you, since you were born in 1933, were you a Bobby Soxer, Frank Sinatra fan in the late 40s, early 50s?
No, I was a little nerd who wore glasses and had unmanageable hair and... You know, I wasn't into any of the
well, you sure have pretty
the
hair
smart
now.
Things.
I'd like to have your head of hair, quite frankly.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Looks great. Yogi, you always come up with some interesting things, and I always do appreciate it. Do you have any other guests planned for me this year? I know you generally have some people in from Germany. And I get to learn more and more about your home country.
As soon as... visitors will knock on the door. We will make sure that they will come down to your show. They love it. Let's work on it.
Okay, and I remember the guy with the harmonicas. That was fun. And then the people with the spa who invited me over to spend 2 weeks in luxury and not pay a dime. And I told my wife, she said, oh, that's nice. And anyhow, I would have liked to have taken advantage of that, and I always have it in the back of my mind. If I ever want to go somewhere, I can just say, hey, Yogi, get me those people, and I'll arrange to get over there. I have been to Germany, and the first foreign country I ever stood foot in, besides Mexico and Canada, was Frankfurt, Germany. So I have a place in my heart for that. So now I'm looking forward to you and I getting together, and let's give a last push for your desire and how perhaps people could help in regards to getting some indoor tennis courts.
That would be lovely. Tennis is a sport for a lifetime. And you were talking about golf and the difficulty of sports. I never picked up a golf club, even though my father was obsessed with the game, because I could not stand the humiliation of not being able to hit a ball that was standing still.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. What about that east and west that you were talking about in reference to a grip? I don't understand that.
Well, in California, the ball bounces high because the courts are made of asphalt, or they used to be. And so you had to hold the racket.
She's showing me right now.
Yeah, sort of with the palm up.
Okay.
So that the strings would be faced in the right way for hitting a high ball.
Okay.
Well, courts are different in other parts of the world, and they don't bounce as high. And that grip then was, or nowadays, was back up. We go to the eastern grip, which is better for lower bouncing balls.
Okay.
Now, in the age of topspin, the western grip is coming back.
Who do you think was the most outstanding tennis player, female, ever?
Oh, Steffi Graf.
Really? Because she's from Germany and you know Yogi? Or?
Well, yes, it's all flattery.
Yeah, okay.
No, she was known as Fraulein Forehand.
She
won everything in sight.
Do you think in her peak she could have beat the Williams sisters in their best?
That team? Would have been a very interesting
wow.
match. Very yeah, interesting
I'm not
match.
Sure.
And I don't know. I think maybe Serena would have beaten her.
Okay.
I agree.
I am going to have to bid you farewell. I like to use that word. Do you ever use that word?
Bad.
Yeah. Yes. Bad. Anyhow, thank you very much. And Barbara, I'm going to get your telephone number, and we'll make an arrangement to have you as my guest on KYMN. And Yogi, thank you very much for bringing her in and telling us about that fascinating story about the 91-year-old man and his being a member of the German Army.